Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Tim, how can we help you, sir? Are you looking for a girl named Samantha?
Yeah, so I've been seeing this girl a while now, and things have been going great, or at least I thought it was, because, well, she's not answering any of her calls or texts. She just completely fell off, which I think totally odd, and I'm not going to brag here, but I think she kind of hit the lottery with me.
Wow.
Okay.
You'll
agree with me. You'll agree with this. So hear me out. She works as a nurse,
okay,
and has a lot of, like, you know, crazy shifts that are late on like weekends and stuff. And I'm usually the one that ended up watching her kids. She's got three kids, okay? An 8-year-old and 6-year-old twin boys.
Oh, wow.
Now, she doesn't live close to family. So she's got this huge commute,
uh-huh,
and I'm more dependable, even more dependable than their, like, loser dad, right?
So, hey!
On top of
that, we're off to a great start here.
And I happen to love kids, and so it's a completely win-win situation. She's cool with me inviting friends over, too, so I can hang and watch the game or whatever. So, I don't know, last time I was over there, I may have, like, left a mess and some food or something, but she didn't seem to care when she got home. She seemed kind of normal. I don't know. I'm just like, that's the only thing I can think of. But that's not like, you don't just not call someone because they left some beer, though.
Yeah.
You know?
So, well, let me ask you a question. Do you charge her for babysitting?
No, I do not.
Dude, this dude, he really is a winning ticket. He is a winning Mega Millions ticket. Wow. Okay. We're going to call her and fix this. Hang on the phone, all right, Tim?
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, is this Samantha?
Yes. Who's this?
Oh, perfect. Hi, Samantha. So my name is Romero, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. Can
okay,
I explain to you what? Really quick.
Listen, I'm making lunches for my kids.
No.
Sorry, I'm in a hurry. Can we make it quick?
Yeah, we'll make it super quick. I can explain really quick. So we got your phone number from a gentleman who wanted us to call you on his behalf because he wants, basically, he would love to take you out on a date. We'd pay for whatever date you chose if you agree to do it. And you tell us whenever you're free. It could be a dinner date on the weekend. It could be a lunch date during the week. It could be a breakfast date. Whenever you're free, you let us know. We'll pay for the date, like the drinks, the food. We'll even set up a babysitter for your kids if you want.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll take a nice meal with the crappy janitor at my job.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Is the crappy janitor at your job, is his name Tim?
No. That guy is worse. Thanks, but no thanks. I go.
Wait.
Okay, hold on. When we spoke to Tim, and you don't have to take the date, but when we spoke to Tim, he explained to us that, you know, you guys had a pretty good relationship as far as, you know, going out on dates and also him helping you out with your kids whenever you had to work late and things of that nature. If he left a little bit of a mess at your house, he apologizes, but that shouldn't be a reason for you not to call him back.
Listen, he is very nice. He's cool. But our kids have my house being turned into a casino.
You can't have your house being turned into a casino?
Why not?
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
What do you mean? I don't
what happened?
I don't understand what that means.
I was in my oldest kid's room the other day,
I found a stack of one. It was like almost $90. So I asked her, where did you get all that money?
Yeah.
After a while, because she didn't want to tell me, she said she won it from Tim's friend. And she said, he gave it to me for winning my races.
He gave it to me for winning my races?
Yeah, I asked her. So Tim has his friends come over, and they set up like a ninja warrior kind of course in the house. And then they have my kids race each other.
Wait, hold on.
What?
He has like kid Olympics. Wait, okay. I don't know if this is good or bad, but Samantha, Tim is on the phone right now and he's listening to this.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Tim?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Tim, is it, is what she's saying
true? Oh, it is technically, like, technically true, but it's not as bad as it sounds.
As you setting up an obstacle course and making her kids race for money.
I'm not making anyone do.
Oh my God, this dude is real.
My friends and I watch football. Football ends around 8:15. Then we, you know, we set up this like, really fun obstacle course with all the kitchens and the furniture and the toys.
Yeah.
And then we bet on the little guys.
He said the little guys.
And then they have a blast because we turn the place into a little amusement park, you know.
But you're betting on the children.
I mean, he's given, you know, she got like $90 from my friends. He like gave her half his winnings. It was kind of sweet.
I don't even know what to ask next. Like, what type of obstacle courses are you setting up?
You kind of stack a couch and then there's like the wall of doom. It's not as dangerous as you might.
Wait a minute. A wall and a couch.
Yeah.
How could a wall and a couch and called Wall of Doom not be dangerous?
Well, you gotta make it dramatic for the kids. And sometimes we play that music that they do in the commercial for the Marine Corps.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah, they get really into it.
Samantha, it doesn't sound that bad. I mean, if what Tim's saying is true.
What? I'm sure he's gonna get my kids hurt.
All right, I just want to say for the record, there have been no injuries, no cuts, no anything like that, no Band-Aids administered. Kind of a close scare with Peter. He got his bell rung a little bit and didn't get up right away, but he was massive. Oh,
dude, stop talking.
Samantha, I mean, listen, the kids are having fun. They're winning a little money. They're getting their energy up before bed. Mm. You're getting free babysitting.
And they slept like a rock. Did you notice?
This guy.
Samantha, would you love to continue this beautiful relationship?
Hell no. Listen, my kid's dad is a complete piece of shit. But let me tell you something. He's going to happen from now on Saturday night.
All right, fine. Just can I maybe borrow the kids for next week? We're running the Crucible, and I'm like down 400, so they got to give me a chance to win this back.
The Crucible. Wow.
Ladies, like I said.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1332.